Brilliance Audio presents The Forbidden Door by Dean Koontz, performed by Elizabeth Rogers. At first, the breeze was no more than a long sigh, breathing through the Texas high country as though expressing some sadness attendant to nature herself. They were sitting in the fresh air, in the late afternoon light, because they assumed that the house was bugged, that anything they said within its rooms would be monitored in real time. Likewise, they trusted neither the porches nor the barn nor the horse stables. When they had something important to discuss, they retreated to the redwood lawn chairs under the massive oak tree in the backyard, facing a flatness of grassland that rolled on to the distant horizon and, for all that the eye could tell, continued to eternity. As Sunday afternoon became evening, Ansel and Claire Hawke sat in those chairs, she with a martini, he with Macallan Scotch over ice, steeling themselves for an upcoming television program they didn't want to watch but that might change their lives. "What bombshell can they be talking about?" Claire wondered.
"It's TV news," Ansel said. "They pitch most every story like it'll shake the foundations of the world. It's how they sell soap."
Claire watched him as he stared out at the deep, trembling grass and the vastness of sky as if he never tired of them and saw some new meaning in them every time he gave them his attention. A big man with a weathered face and work-scarred hands, he looked as if his heart might be as hard as bone, though she'd never known one more tender. After 34 years of marriage, they had endured hardships and shared many successes, but now, and perhaps for as long as they yet might have together, their lives were defined by one blessing and one unbearable loss, the birth of their only child, Nick, and his death at the age of 32, the previous November. Claire said, "I'm feeling like it's more than selling soap. Like it's some vicious damn twist of the knife." Ansel reached out with his left hand, which she held tightly.
"We thought it all out, Claire. We have plans. We're ready for whatever."
"I'm not ready to lose Jane, too. I'll never be ready."
"It won't happen. They're who they are. She's who she is. And I'd put my money on her every time."